Blog Talk Radio.
And it is. Good afternoon, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I got a good one for you guys today. What I am doing is I am trying to teach myself how to do better shows. I think I'm good in the topic area. Been doing this now for 11 years, and I'm trying to bring the Christopher Smith Show platform to just more versatile, get out of my feelings, or should I say get out of a lot of personal things that I've been through, and try to do this thing bigger on the life coach perspective. I got a lot of good things going on in my life personally, and it won't really transition until probably the fall of next year. I have a lot of things going on. I'm really closing this year out on a good thing, and I'm really happy about that. I am and doing what I do best, and that is be an excellent example for those that know me. For those that don't know me, I could definitely, or if you listen to some of my material and never heard me before, I think I will have at least raise your eyebrow to say, I want to be that. I want to be that, if not anything, to those. I want to be interesting. And so that is going to help us segue into the Christopher Smith Show for October the 28th, 2021. People, I want to talk about life. And people, all of my life, I did the one thing. I respected life. I never took for granted the fact that I was successful. I never took for granted the fact that I am in a better position than the average. I am in a better position than the average. I have seen both men and women not respect their beauty. I have seen both men and women not respect the fact that they are successful. I have seen both men and women just embrace, unfortunately, the gift that they've gotten and use it in the wrong way. And for that, I've seen a lot of people not maintain on top. They didn't. But I've also seen individuals that took the reckless perspective from life, that took the negative narrative, polish it up, try to make it come off to be like this is the thing to be. So today, we're going to talk about life. If it surprises you, you're in trouble. Yeah. If life surprises you, you're in trouble. Let me tell you what I mean. If life surprises you, you're in trouble. Let me tell you something. I can actually do in this one show, three or four different shows that I've actually did. So I'm going to title this, If Life Surprises You, You're in Trouble. People, let me give you a punch in the face with the title by saying this. There are individuals that live on a 30-day month cycle, as we all do. Those individuals have a lot of leisure in their life. And those individuals, because they have a lot of leisure in their life, those individuals got an excuse as to why every step of life is some type of hard perspective, is some type of hard narrative. They can't seem to make it. And they will classify everyday things. They will classify regular old things in their life will now get classified as an emergency. Let me give you an example, a clear-cut example of what we're talking about here today on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1fm.com, broadcasting on the Blog Talk Radio Network out of Todd Smith Studios. People, I have AAA Motor Club. And I have AAA Motor Club, and having AAA Motor Club, I can call them in the case of an emergency. An emergency is something that you didn't expect. You go outside, to your surprise, your car won't start. You are driving down a road, you have a blowout. You did not plan. There is no signs that say blowout 5 miles ahead. These signs do not exist anywhere. Okay? So, an unexpected event, an emergency. Individuals that are so surprised by life, individuals that just seems to not understand this perspective, the narrative about life, will call you up and tell you they had an emergency. These individuals will tell you that their emergency is they need help with their rent. How on this planet did rent become a surprise is beyond me. We all pay rent or mortgage on a 30-day cycle. We all do. How does one tell you, well, I had a surprise. My rent is due and I couldn't pay it. How exactly is that a surprise? You know how it's a surprise? It's a surprise because life itself is throwing surprises at individuals. People, I'm going to tell you what I realized. I realized that individual that like leisure will have in life. Individuals that are under the impression that every Thursday is go out night, every Friday is white night, every Saturday is get crunk night. Those individuals will have it the hardest in life. But then you could have individuals that will tell you they took life seriously. Those individuals, like yours truly, we don't have friends. We don't have girlfriends. We don't have friends. We have individuals that are interested in us, and it feels good. I have individuals that are interested. And I want to be clear about something. I keep my private. I've learned not to mention and keep everything separate. This is my job. My personal life is just that. Then there are, of course, some titles and some issues that I bring about before you to teach you some narratives and perspectives. That's different. But I learned and watched. At 52 years old, I've watched. I see it now. It's ironclad, definite. It cannot be described, pushed off as something else. I see individuals that took life as a joke. I see individuals that life was nothing but a game. And these individuals are now going about through life's, the protocols of life, and every facet of a situation is surprising to them. Every facet situation. It's a triumph. It's a struggle. People, I'm going to tell you something, as I always state. You and I, we go to school so that we can have a good and better life. No one goes to school to have a better crunk, be able to drop it the best. No one goes to school to say, I drop it better than you, therefore I'm better than you. No, nobody does that. If you think that is the narrative prized by life, as you're on the receiving end of the full brunt of the educational lesson that I'm giving here today, you are. And I learned, and I'm constantly learning. Individuals that spend a lot of time in leisure, individuals that are under this perspective, individuals that are under this narrative that leisure is affordable, like you can't be with just one person and y'all just make fun for y'all. Nope. There are individuals that I've seen where I'm from, and I'm from North New Jersey. But there are individuals that I've seen that think that fun, you got to have it spread out amongst multiple people and multiple things, and that is so not the case. It's not. Find you one woman. Love that woman. Build with that woman. Go through the ups and downs with that woman. Find you a man. Knock it off with the all black men or no. Knock it off. Knock it off. Because you having sex and you have kids. So for that, your theory is out the window. Let's be clear. Find you someone and build with them. You know, when I used to be on a dating site, to say, I am looking for my journeyman. Life is a journey, and I am looking for that individual to go on this journey with. That's what I used to say. I don't know what it is, what people think. I don't know what it is that people don't know, why they don't see things the way I see things. But that's the reason why we're talking about it here on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1FM.com, broadcasting on the Blog Talk Radio Network. People, in the months to come, the studio is getting built in here. I have my other platform in here as well, but the Christopher Smith Show is, like I said, the only social media platform I have bearing my name. It is where we're all going to live. I'm going to have that. We're building that up. Big shout out to Main Street Signs in Suffolk, Virginia. They're doing some work for me so we can get this thing going. And they're going to build the studio up, and it's going to come full circle. As I stated to y'all, it is now November 2021. I'm expecting things to be up in full swing by January 2023. All right? I predict I am coming out of the COVID slump, just as a lot of people. I'm going to be talking about the COVID slump tomorrow on the Christopher Smith Show. I'm going to be talking about the COVID slump. Okay? But today we're talking about life. If it surprises you, you're in trouble. Why trouble? Why can't you make the correction? People, it's never too late. But there's nothing worse than being behind the eight ball. And why are you in trouble if life surprises you? You're in trouble because your attention was somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah. You're in trouble. It's like driving and had no idea the road was going to curve. It's almost like driving and having no idea that you actually eventually were going to come to either a stop sign or you was going to come to a green light. It's like you had no idea. You just was just cruising along and just thought that, you know what, I can take a nap. You know, I can do whatever. The road is straight as an arrow. Just hold it steady and I can get this thing to where I need to go. That's just so not true. Life has a lot of friends. Life has a lot of friends, and they're not good. Life has stress. And normally, when life surprises you, it's not going to surprise you and just ask you, what are you doing? Life normally surprises you with a burden of issues that you now got to sort through those. I'm going to take you guys through some hurt and pain. And this is part of what I do in my business. But I used to lie to myself. This is why I always laugh when I meet somebody and they act as if they don't have a clue as to what is really going on in their life. And this is why I laugh at the delusional individuals that I've met in my life that just don't understand. Find you somebody that when you cry, they catch every tear, as opposed to when you, it's a difference. It's a difference. Find somebody that if you can play back, as I tell people that I've been in a relationship with, play back every conversation that we've ever had. And what was my objective? What was it? What was it? So I don't understand. I'm not trying to teach no more. But what I see is a lot of individuals don't understand when life comes knocking on your door, it's going to bring one of his friends. And life has some good friends, and life has some bad friends. So I'm going to tell you about my situation. When I woke up on July 9th, 2009, I was a person that I am no longer. That day, and it was the third week that I went to go get my now former daughter. And I drove all the way to New Jersey, about an hour and 40-minute ride. And I had to be at the drop-off point because Atiyah LaShawn Bradley made it real clever. Deception starts way before you realize it. But it was, I don't ever want him to know where I am because he's a black man, you know. So it was like, she used to beat on you. She put you in a hospital. Well, she sold everybody. She was scared of me because I'm the black man. Now, let me go left for a second. People, this is why I won't accept nothing other than being treated like a king from my woman. I know one little sentence of deception, there is a lot more to that weed. People, negativity are like weeds. You pull one, there's another one waiting to take its place. So I goes to the drop-off point, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And I'm thinking, you know, I got there like 2:27, want to be early, comes 2 minutes to 3, 3 o'clock, 3:04, I'm looking around, 3:11, I'm looking at my cell phone, maybe they text me, I'm checking my volume, making sure, I'm 3:24, 3:48, then finally it sets in, Chris, they're not coming. And it was because I had Atiyah Bradley's daughter for the summer. Nope, they ain't coming. And then at 1 hour and 40-minute ride home, you're thinking they're pulling up on the side of you. Hey, here we go. Here we go. You're thinking that somewhere in hate there is some type of civil. And you're lying to yourself for 1 hour and 40 minutes. And then a man such as my stature, with all my success, a man of my caliber, my daughter made me feel like I wasn't worth shit. My daughter, Atiyah Bradley's daughter, made me feel like I was worth a piece of shit. Why? Because I was lying to myself. Life had a way of helping me understand when you choose to lie to yourself, my boy Payne will soon find you. I can't tell you how many individuals I've met in my life claim they're close to their family, claim that them and their family is a close-knit group. They telling you about stuff, and you listen, and you're like, that ain't close. But you're talking to these individuals, and it's, oh, that don't mean nothing. Listen, you're trying to maintain a image of a cult that ain't is really everybody for themselves. But lying to yourself, life has a way of saying, surprise you with some truth. And once life comes and surprise you with some truth, as sure as the sky is blue, you are in trouble. You're in trouble you're in trouble. Take it from me, you're in trouble. I went to bed that night, and when I woke up July 10th, the person you are listening to today is here. He was born. This is why I get it now. I get it. I get it. Individuals that I was with in the past, nothing. I get it. I can listen to and call a lot of people that know me. None of them can truly say, hey, man, I listened to your show, me and my wife, you're right. No, I don't have anybody. And that, people, is my reality. That's my reality. I want to tell you guys something. Let me go left for a second. I went through an incident where I had a truck. I was driving a truck for this lady a couple of weeks ago. The truck was repoed when I was sitting in West Virginia. Out of all the friends I have, you know how many I've told about the situation? One. Because I'm learning. I'm learning that when you have a BMW 850, a BMW 6 Series, a BMW 7 Series, you don't realize it, but you spawn a lot of hate. An individual can have a Rolls Royce, and they will hate you simply because it just sounds cool to say, man, I got the 6, 7, and 8 Series. I'm running a number. You got these little codes. Kanye West even said it in a rap. Here we go, dumb again. Last week I was in my other Benz. Means he had three of them. It don't matter. When you say to individuals, man, listen, man, I bought a house. Man, I put $37 down and then walked away with a check for $11,000. It spawns envy, jealousy. It does. None of my friends supported it when I was doing it, when I brought my house. Individuals said, whoa. Now when individuals is buying and selling houses, they get real timid when they talk to me. Why? Truth. Truth. And my truth is what I'm telling you here today. I only told one. I get it. I just wish when I'm dealing with somebody, I just wish they understand the truth. But 100% of individuals, when I tell, well, so you're doing this and your brother did that, your brother don't love you like you. Life, when it surprises you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Life can't surprise me anymore, people. I am in a position where you show me something, I'm ready to bail out. The woman that I was driving for, I actually put in a 2-week letter of resignation, 4 days late, but 2-week letter of resignation, 2 weeks notice. Why? Because it just didn't feel right. You see, at my age, I don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I now doubt the benefits, and that's a better way to be. And it works for me, and it protects me. It does. Because life taught me, and as life taught me, I was a real good student. I'm sorry. Life, I don't have no good time in with no good. This is why when individuals listen to me, I'm adamant about what I speak about. You can't tell me you dealt with a no good person, and now you're defending good because you dealt with no good. Let me streamline what I just said. I dealt with a good person that turned out to be no good. You cannot deal with a no good person and then defend the fact that you were done wrong. I'm not going to allow nobody to tell me they dealt with a no good person and was done wrong. I'm not. What I've learned. In a neighborhood where I'm from, I learned that no good dudes is stimulating. They're stimulating. I learned life is telling a lot of individuals where I'm from. Now I'm from Newark, New Jersey. no. That no good man is what life is all about. Free and uncaring for my childish state of mind, I have to deal with a man just as equal. This is the childish state of mind that Dave Ramsey talks about all the time. Adults do what's right. Children do what feels good. I was talking to a woman a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to her today, too, though. And the woman said, I didn't want to get public assistance because I didn't want my daughter to think less of me. People, that is a woman, not a female. People, that is a woman that said, what I am doing today will affect someone's life tomorrow. I have been around women with big fat booties, but they twerking in front of 10-year-old boys, thinking there's nothing wrong with it. You got to know the difference. You got to know the difference. If you think it's okay to have a fat butt and twerk in front of a 10-year-old boy, then your life, you're living a life that you are truly on a collision course with the truth. You are. You are on a collision course with truth. Truth is all I want. Truth is all I know. I am not interested in anything else and never will be. Truth of the matter is, if I have to just do things, build my businesses by myself, then cool. Cool. I have to listen to ideas and then give, and then no, I don't want to do that. Cool. Cool. But I will say this, as I always will say this, my style and other ethnic groups are leaders, are worshipped by women, the community where I'm from. Now, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. If you're not from Newark, New Jersey, I'm not talking to you. All right? I'm not talking to you. If you're from Hee Haw, Kansas, find somebody in Hee Haw, Kansas that's giving their perspective and narrative on individuals. But what I see today is life putting a lot of individuals in an alignment. A lot of them. A lot of them. This COVID has really helped individuals understand, nope, you really ain't living the life you thought you was living. You really ain't. You're really not living this life you thought was so sufficient. You're not. The life that you thought you was living, no, it's not it. And that's the truth. That is the solid, God, honest truth. And honestly, I am never going to get tired of living this life that I live. I'm never going to get tired of my truth. I'm never going to get tired of my truth because the truth, other matter is, life cannot surprise me no more. It can't. Life can't surprise me no more. I have life by the horns. I have a beautiful life. I have a beautiful life. Life cannot throw me a curveball. I have added up everything that exists in my life today on the 28th of October, 2021. Is exactly as the calculations that I did to counter life's problems worked. They all worked. I have met and spoken to individuals that told me, while I hadn't been home in 5 months, I had to go down and help my daughter. I helped my daughter. Then my friend's mother died. I had to stay down there for another couple of months to help her. And then came back home. I had to apply for welfare and look for a job, and my life was in turmoil. Surprise. Surprise. Yeah, life tends to do that. Yeah, life kind of has that effect on people. But it only has that effect on individuals that navigate themselves through life with a lot of leisure And then life does that one thing that it does to us all. It's Murphy's Law, as they would say. What can go wrong will go wrong. But what I'm simply saying here today is if life surprises you,